Welcome back to another fall preseason sports show. I'm here with the Lady Hornets tennis coach, Coach Sophie Chambers, coming in now as your fifth season as head coach and a strong year last year, runner-up in district, third place in the MEC, and had an MEC doubles champion team with Lexi Smith and Lydia Bonder. So, Coach Chambers, just talk about how last season went, how you felt like the team improved throughout the year.
Like you said, I think we improved a lot from the beginning of the season to the end. Towards the beginning, we weren't really competing our best in our conference, and so we didn't go into the conference and district seeding with the strongest seeds that I had hoped, but we proved ourselves in all of those places, and we were able, like you said, to get that runner-up in the district championship. And who we lost to, Savannah, ended up going on to get second in state, and no one had as close of a match with them besides us. So really, I think we could have even hung with state level class one teams. We are just in a hard district. That happens to us in basketball too, I think. Mm-hmm. But also, Lexi and Lydia did have a great run, and they really peaked at the right time, winning that conference championship, which then set them up with good seeds in the district bracket. And so they also won the district championship as a doubles team. And then they went on to medal at state. They got eighth and top eight medal at state. So they have big goals this year to return there and get a medal again.
So let's talk about this team as you move into the season. How was the off season, the training, and now the anticipation after a good year to try to build on that success?
One of the things that's helping us is that we didn't graduate many. We did have a great group of senior leaders last year, but unfortunately one of them got hurt midseason, which made some underclassmen have to step up last year. And so really, when push comes to shove, comparing this year to last year, I'm returning four of my district championship starters that now have that level of experience and depth that is invaluable. And so to have four out of your six starting lineup just have that kind of drive and experience is what a coach is hoping for. And also that we have a lot of young talent still. And so even looking towards next year, I'm only probably going to graduate two of my starters again. So that rotation is looking really nice for us as we build on our program.
And let's talk about some of those individual players. So you mentioned Lexi Smith and Lydia Bonder. Obviously, their pairing together is really good. What makes them such a dynamic pair? And then who are some of the other players that you hope to step into those roles or that are going to continue to be in those roles from last year?
Lexi Smith and Lydia Bonder play all three sports every season together in Chillicothe High School. And so that kind of dynamic friendship and partnership can't be taught or coached, that they know how to read each other, whether it's because of the basketball court or handing a baton off on a track or on a tennis court. They don't really have to say much to know what the other needs or where they're going or what they're about to do. And the other thing is that they're both pretty tall with wide wingspans, and so they're pretty unbeatable at the net because you just can't get it over them or around them, and teams try, and they just typically fail. And so I'm excited that we have some really, really tough competition at Joplin Tournament, since that doesn't count for our conference or district standing in any way, that they can face a bunch of class three schools there that's just honing their skill set. It'll be hard for them to find a win in Joplin. That doesn't matter. It matters if it pays off at conference and districts, and I think it will for them. The other two returners I have are Anya Moore, who will be a senior, and Isabel Nagel, who slid in for us when that injury happened after only playing tennis for 3 months and won some key district matches for us. And so looking at them in the middle of our lineup, that's really deep consistency to have in a 1-4 position. And of course, we haven't had challenge matches yet, so we don't know exactly where everyone will land. But to have some senior calm, assertive pressure from Anya. She always has her head on right. She leads the team well, and she's just a really consistent teammate. And then Isabel is very fiery and passionate. She'll never give up on a ball. She gets to every ball that you think the point is over, suddenly she's there. And so that's exciting tennis to watch, and it pumps up her team, and it helps lift the team if we're struggling. So the four of them together have been a really united front as we've entered this season.
And talking about going into the season, you have the challenge matches to kind of get the place of everybody on the team. How is that going? What is the process like from now until the start of the season? And when is that start of the year?
So we've had 2 weeks of practices now, and we just really work on skill and lots of repetition for the first few weeks. tomorrow, in fact, Friday, we have our challenge match day where we just commit an entire day like a tournament because we need to see not just who can win a match here and a match there to move up in challenge matches. We also need to see who can do it four matches in a day, six matches in a day, because we do that at the Platte County Tournament and the Joplin Tournament and then at districts and conference. So we purposefully build our challenge match day like a tournament day. And so they're all getting ready for tomorrow. We also have a lot of other new and familiar faces who are going to work hard to see who can fill the rest of our varsity. London Douglas is coming up as a freshman, and of course her grandpa and her dad were both Chillicothe tennis coaches, so she's eager to get in there and follow the family tradition. But then I have some returners like Hallie Gabrielson, Jocelyn Albrecht, and Riley Rimple who are working hard and pushing each other, and it'll be fun to see how that pans out tomorrow. But no matter what, I feel like we have good options, even if there were an injury or, you know, if there's some rotation of players. And so after we get through tomorrow, next week we really start working on the dynamic of doubles partnerships and relationships when we know who's where. And we leave a week from today for Joplin. So, like, our season is here. We start fast. We have a short season compared to other sports. And so when we start next Thursday, we will just play three or four times every week for 6 weeks.
Talking with Coach Sophie Chambers of the Lady Hornets tennis team. Coach, when you get into this year, what do you think some of the strengths could be of this year's group?
I'm really hoping our first strength is the doubles pairs, because when you start every duel out in a doubles and then singles format, you want to walk away from the doubles either up 2-1 or 3-0. And if you start out there at 0-3 or 1-2, it's just really hard to come back in singles. We are more so a doubles team at this point. So I hope that helps us lead off every duel in a really strong way. Now, we know that the people who were really competing against us, like Savannah and Maryville last year, are returning a lot again. And so it's going to be just as tight and competitive. But we think that we have the experience and depth to try to really hold our own and try to go for that district championship this year. Won't be an easy road, but it's possible.
You talk about trying to win a district championship. Obviously, that's one of the goals. What do you want to see goals for this team as they grow along the year?
Because I have so many returners to the varsity lineup, I've even tried to plant a seed with Isabel and Anya that just because Lexi and Lydia are trying to take two of the six spots through districts into state doesn't mean we can't try to take a third or fourth spot. I'd love to send half or more of my varsity lineup to state. That's a hard task because there's so few spots, but they are worthy enough opponents that even though they might be the three or four after challenge matches, they can play with most teams' number ones. And I want them to start realizing that now so that when they go to tournaments, they can try to win medals at all of our tournaments and then postseason, even as the three or four. And then also that I want those freshmen and sophomores who are probably going to end up playing varsity for us to just gain confidence because, like I said, we can really build some depth over the next few years with so few leaving us.
An exciting time for Lady Hornets tennis. What is your message to fans, any parents that come out and support the team this year? What do you want them to see?
I'd actually love to see more people cheer out loud. People are afraid to cheer at tennis because there's some stricter rules compared to other sports. Now, you can never, like, cheer for someone else's mistake. That is a rule in MSHA tennis and even national and international tennis. But it doesn't mean that fans need to be silent. And I think that our players feed off of good energy. And so I'd love to see the faces that come out be a little more into it and boisterous instead of so reserved. There's a fine balance there, but I hope they'll come try.
And that just takes some experience watching.
Yes.
And always great to cheer for a well-earned point. Well, thank you so much, Coach Chambers. Looking forward to the season and following along all year.
Thank you so much.